Hey, good Monday morning to you. It's time now for It's a Life You've Always Wanted, brought to you by the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute. And here are your hosts, WK and Ken Boyce. Good morning.
Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, everyone.
Good to see you.
Good morning to everyone who's listening this morning. It's good to be back with you.
This morning we're talking about founding principles of the country. As we talk about family, as we talk about our communities, coming up on the 4th of July, we're talking about what is the foundation. When you look back at what established this country and you look at what the United States is, you have to look at what it was founded on. Same thing with marriages and families. You have to have a foundation. You have to know what that's going to be built upon. So this morning we're going to be looking at the foundations of God and country, foundation of family. So please give us a call at 862-9977, 1-800-375-0056, or star 56.
Absolutely. When we began this program of the life that you always wanted, the principles that the program itself is built upon is honesty and truthfulness. We're going to go in this program where a lot of programs will not go. They refuse to go. A lot of programs feel like they can't go because of public opinion. It's important to understand that there are things that we must live our lives by. And our lives cannot be controlled by public opinion. Our families cannot be controlled by public opinion. Our churches can't be controlled by public opinion. Our government itself can't be controlled entirely by public opinion. There are principles that absolutely are guiding principles for individuals, families, communities, states, and nation. They're guiding principles that we have to abide by, we have to recognize as authority, that we are accountable to. The main shift in this country, as I have seen it over the past 30 years, has been away from principle to feelings, has been away from what is principle, what is objective truth, to relative truth, or personal truth, that your truth may not be my truth. All this type of relativism that has come into the mindset of our culture. But I want you to know that we can't go by relative truth. You know, when NASA builds a ship and they're going to send it to the moon, they're going to send it to Mars, they're going to send it somewhere in the universe, they don't go by relative truth. There are principles that they put into the design and the engineering and the software of that satellite that it's going to get to the point in the solar system that they want it to go. There are principles that they use. There are principles that are absolutely essential. And the same thing is true for our lives. You know, when you steer a ship, when Ken was in the Navy, out in the Pacific Ocean, and it's dark as dark can be out there. Is that not right?
It's a big place.
It's a big place. How did you find your way?
We depended highly on our navigator.
What did he do?
Through both charts that we had, through stars and things like that, navigators in the Navy are trained to be able to still read the stars and know what the constellations are and how the movement of the stars across the ocean at night. And so they can actually take their bearing off of different points to be able to navigate the seas at night, as well as other forms of navigation. But it's always needing to know what's around you. When you're out on the ocean, there's an old joke, you're no more than about 5 miles from land, but it may be straight down. then again, it could also be a couple feet under the keel. So even though you look out over the water, you need to know not only what's around you, what's in front of you, what's to the side, but also what's below. So through charting courses, having charts laid out that have the depth of the water, knowing the markers that you're taking bearing points off of, those are things that give you the ability to navigate through, especially tight water passages, or if you're out in the middle of the ocean, having your bearing as to where you're at.
Those are, what you're talking about are facts.
Absolutely.
They're truths that were laid down for the navigator.
Those charts better be true, or we've grounded a ship.
There's a whole lot of problem here. Absolutely. And the same thing is true in our lives. We have to have objective truths that have been laid down for us that are always right, that are always true. No matter if it's you or it's me or someone else, that we can trust these. We can trust these to navigate our lives through.
Absolutely.
When I talk about truth, I am inferring by that, and bottom line with all of this is that there is an authority to whom we're all accountable. There's an objective authority, and it's not me, it's not you, but there's someone that we are all accountable to, and that they are the authority, he is the authority. If you put it in terms of your boss at work, he is the boss. We are accountable to him. The boss sets the boundaries of our job description and describes the responsibilities that we're to fulfill in that job description. As we stay within those boundaries and we fulfill those responsibilities, that determines pretty much the relationship we have with him and how well known we are by him. And the same thing is true in every area of our life. There is an objective authority to whom we are accountable. Now, again, with the postmodern mindset that people are in today in our culture and the cultures around the world, you can't tell me what to do. Nobody's my boss. I am my boss, and if I don't like you, I'll just leave. Or I'll do the job my way. That's not how life works. You know, if you're speeding down the road and the officer pulls you over and the officer says you were going 80 miles an hour in a 35-mile-an-hour speed zone, and you say to this officer, well, that may be your truth, but that's not mine. I didn't break my law. I may have broke yours, but I didn't break mine. I'm going to tell you something. You're still held accountable, and you may wind up in jail. You're certainly accountable to the law, and no one is bigger than the law. No one in this country is bigger than the law. That's just the way life works. But we have people in our country today who want to redefine what this country is built upon. They want to rewrite the history that this country has. They want to redefine the principles that this country embraced, the founding fathers embraced, that set this country on a course to where we have the greatness that we have today. There's only 300 million Americans out of a world of 7 billion people. And yet most people around the world want to be like the 300 million Americans. It's not because we got all the stuff, okay? But it's because of the way we live, the freedoms that we enjoy. And that's what this 4th of July coming up is here to remind us of, is that we have freedom to enjoy.
And as we approach 4th of July, and we've been talking this morning on Morning Line as well, freedom itself was attacked over the weekend. There were several attempts at an attack, and there was an attack. There are those out there who do not want to see the United States exist.
Absolutely do not.
We have the greatest gift in the world, and we have this light that shines. How we shine that light, how we project what we are, matters. And the United States was founded on principles that go back to the Bible. It goes back to God. There is a moral right and wrong. It's not a politically correct. If you judge anything by what's politically correct, you're already off the mark. But the United States was founded by people who wanted to have the freedom, who wanted to be accountable to God, not to the king, not to someone else, but to be able to have a life that, as one person put, the pursuit of happiness. How did Thomas Jefferson know how to put the pursuit part in there? We're not guaranteed, but we have the ability and the freedom to pursue happiness, to pursue our dreams, to raise our families. We have the responsibilities of raising our families and the accountability to God. It seems pretty simple and straightforward. But over the last 300 years, 250 years as far as the actual establishment of the United States, but we have been blessed by people going out and pursuing happiness, by pursuing and enjoying the freedoms that God gave us. And we have those in the world today that simply say, we're going to destroy this. We're going to attack you for your success. We're going to attack you for your blessings. We're going to attack you and destroy you. It's not just someone who wants us to move out of a certain area of the world. They want to destroy what the United States is. And we have those inside the United States that want to destroy what the United States is. Rewrite history. Rewrite rewrite the Constitution, not through a constitutional convention or not through an amendment, but rewrite it through rewriting history and then legislating from the bench, the judicial system, trying to make up laws that don't exist. And that's the job of the legislature. So that's kind of got off on a tangent there. But the United States is a wonderful gift to the world. It's a light that shines, and what we show the world is important.
Absolutely. And, you know, the American principles that we have, the principles upon which we live, the foundation upon which all our laws are written, are biblical principles. I know that some people do not like to hear biblical principles because they are opposed to God or thought of God or opposed to discussion of God in connection with freedom. But the founding fathers believed that the freedom expressed in the laws of this country are directly related to the freedom that we have in Christ. They believe that. They wrote about that. The American Civil Liberties Union last Thursday set today as a deadline for the Slidell, Louisiana city court officials to remove a portrait of Jesus from the court's lobby. According to the article, it said the ACLU wanted the display taken down because not only is it a picture of Jesus, but it also contains the words in the display to know peace, obey these laws. Judge Jim Lambs received a letter from the Louisiana ACLU granting the extension until Monday, and he said the organization was trying to strong-arm court officials into making a quick decision by creating a controversy when no one had ever complained to court officials about the display and then setting a short arbitrary deadline for its removal. The court has asked for an expert on constitutional issues to help determine whether the display is against the law. It's fascinating to me that an organization that says it's dedicated to the upholding the Bill of Rights is out to destroy any effect of Christianity in this country today.
Well, not only the Bill of Rights, but this goes back to the Constitution. This is the basis of which we're founded. We have Wolf in Springfield.
Yes, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. What can we do for you?
Okay, I'm a little confused. Because I hear you talking about how we came to America to be free and everything, but when we came here, did we not oppress our own people for differences in religion and go after the Native Americans and slaughter them by the hundreds? You know, these were supposedly good Christian people. Did that not happen?
The Native Americans were good Christian people?
No. The people who came here from England to escape persecution by the church in England came over here and persecuted people for differences of religion. They hung people. They burned people. They went after the Native Americans and killed them by the thousands and pushed them so far west they couldn't go any farther west. These are the principles that
The principles that we're talking about, keep in mind, as the United States has evolved.
I don't think we've evolved that much. We have a president who's in charge right now who absolutely will not do what the American people want.
Actually, the president is doing exactly what he needs to do, which is to be the president of the United States and the commander-in-chief of the armed forces. I don't want terrorism on our land again.
I don't want it either. But he's not going after the
fight
terrorists.
To the terrorist. To
the
take
terrorists
the fight,
are Osama bin Laden and the Al-Qaeda, and we're not going after them. We're
Osama bin Laden, Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda just attacked Glasgow.
Yeah.
They attacked the United States already. They've already attacked New York. They've already attacked Washington. To be able to go and pursue them where they're at, they're not in one point on the globe. They are all over the globe. We're fighting them in the Philippines. We're fighting them over in Afghanistan. We're fighting them in Pakistan. We're fighting them in Iraq, Iran, and Syria. We're fighting them in England and here in the United States. So if you're looking for a specific target, it's a worldwide event. Coming back to the foundation and the principles of the United States, we as citizens have not always lived up to our duties and lived up to the promise and the responsibility of what the United States was based on. There are things that have happened in the past, judgments that were made on people that have been changed to the present. When you come out of the Constitution, where one of the greatest debates was whether or not slavery was constitutional, whether the United States would be formed, would allow slavery. And that was a big argument at the Constitutional Convention.
Right.
Well, from the onset, it was allowed, even though the majority of the people that were there said, you know, this is wrong. However, as the United States continued to grow, continued to be able to put together, have the formation of it, and to have the documents by which it's founded, the United States has grown. We have now done away. Of course, slavery was abolished back in the 1860s. It took all the way up to the 1960s to really be able to get everyone to where all men are created equal. The United States has never done it perfect, but we have the basis and the foundation to form that idea. And those ideas were formed by people who had a Christian belief who said, you know, these are the God-given gifts. Now, we don't always do it perfectly, but these are the God-given gifts that we have. And to be able to protect them and to have something to operate from, they found that this is a foundational truth. And that's what the Constitution is. If you have anyone that tells you the Constitution is a living document because it changes with time, they're wrong. The Constitution
right, exactly.
has to be something that is solid that you have to be able to make your bearings
the
off of.
Of Independence.
Go ahead.
So, Thomas Lynch, he was the youngest signer of the Declaration of Independence. He was one of my ancestors.
Mm-hmm.
On the other side of my family, my grandmother grew up on the reservation. So
you
on the
sound
one
like
side,
me. I'm an American Heinz 57. I have blood from English, French, Cherokee. I'm as American as they can be with all
exactly.
kinds of blood.
You know, I mean, I did the Army stint. I've done a lot of stuff since I've been around. But the things that I keep seeing are just contradictions. And it's really confusing to me.
Well, it can be. But here's the thing. We, as citizens, the individual, we have the ability to control what we do. We have the ability to choose whether we obey those principles, whether we follow those principles, whether we teach those principles.
Right.
In our daily lives, we teach it to our children, we teach it to our families. Those are our responsibilities. And that's what we can control is what we have. And keep in mind, the United States hasn't done it perfectly.
My biggest thing is that we have a president in charge. He's doing something that the country does not want him to do.
I know that when Harry Truman dropped the bomb on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, that his approval rating was 23%.
I would have had more respect for George Bush if he'd have dropped a bomb when this happened. Instead of the slow, monotonous war that we're going through right now, getting all of our guys killed, if he'd have just ended it, okay. I'd have had more respect
okay.
for him.
Wolf, the one thing about it, and we're going to need to get going and continue on, the war that we're fighting now is precision and surgical. It is what men and women of the United States forces in the past wish they could do, which is to be able to bomb specific targets, to be able to surgically remove a cancer rather than to kill a patient. And I know the war in terror we're winning, the PR war is a lousy fought war, but to be able to get back to the basis of the program this morning, we have to choose to live our lives. That's what we have control over. And each day we have to live up to and pursue those principles founded biblically, founded in the Constitution, that were founded in our laws. Wolf, thank you for your call. We have Don in Springfield. Don, go ahead.
Yes, thank God you got a program on planning on KBG like you.
Go ahead.
Our country is founded on Christian principles, and I campaigned for a long time for prayer in schools against abortion, pro-life. Mm-hmm. These wicked people have a deep-seated hatred for Jesus Christ and everything he stands for in the Bible. That includes men and women of ACLU, Planned Parenthood, People for the American Way.
You're right. There are many people that go directly against
the media. The media is on their side at all times, but they need to repent of their sins and get rid of their hate and accept Christ as Savior. That'll solve the problem.
Well, Don, that is where we, talking with individuals and studying the Word with other people on a one-to-one basis, will make the difference. We have Jim in Lawrence County. Jim?
Yeah, the other night I was watching the History Channel. You're talking about the Founding Fathers.
Mm-hmm.
According to it, Thomas Jefferson and Ben Franklin didn't even believe in God. And do you think, one more thing, I'll hang up. Do you think you can really prove in court that God even exists?
In getting to the History Channel and Thomas Jefferson, if you go back to read his writings, and I've read quite a few of them, Thomas Jefferson did believe in a creator, did believe in God. I don't know what the program was that you were watching, but they did have a belief in the divine creator.
Now, Thomas Jefferson, in fact, wrote in the front of his Bible, he said, "I am a Christian." That is to say, a disciple of the doctrines of Jesus, I have little doubt that our whole country will soon be rallied to the unity of our Creator, and I hope to the pure doctrine of Jesus also. I think that a lot of people want to believe the worst. You know, we can make anybody mud. We can take anybody's life and prove everything that they weren't, not necessarily be true. You know, that there are people today who believe that Abraham Lincoln was a schizophrenic or a depressed homosexual man, based on different aspects of pulling different behaviors out of his life. We need to be very careful. We need to take people and read what they wrote, read as they wrote things down, and especially things that weren't necessarily for the public, but things that just private beliefs. And it's important to pull these things together. People who believed in God, people who believed in the Almighty God and providential care, and wrote about it. We're going to take a break here. We'll come back in just a moment and talk about the roots of our country, the foundational principles of our country, as we approach this 4th of July.
An American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that life to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Amen. That's about the only thing I can say at the end of that song. That is just, I love to hear Lee
Absolutely.
Greenwood.
So be it.
I never get tired of hearing that.
If you're listening to us this morning, give us a call. We're talking about the foundational principles of this country, the roots of this country. Call us at 862-9977. If you're outside the area, it's 1-800-375-0056 or *56 on your cell phone.
And we're talking this morning about the foundations of the country, foundations of family and individual living. And the reason we're going back to the foundations, we're getting back to the basics, is because everything that happens in life happens from that point. What are our lives founded on? Which way do we live our lives based from? This program this morning is being sponsored by the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute. You can give them a call at 882-6767. We're located one block due west of Kickapoo High School. The Springfield Marriage and Family Institute is established to help people improve their lives, to be able to find the resources, the counseling, the advice of making their lives better, taking personal responsibility, and being able to bring up their children, their grandchildren, the next generation in a successful family, a successful home. The Springfield Marriage and Family Institute exists for a multitude of reasons, but at its core is helping people get back to the foundation of what their lives are based on and to recognize what life is based on and how a place to live from.
How life works.
Exactly.
How families work.
The mechanics of it.
The systems of it. You know, the principles of individual accountability to authority and the authority and accountability within the family itself are principles that it's just the way life works. And it's the abundant life. It's a life where you have peace and you have an opportunity for unity and cooperation. You have unity and growth in the family, multi-generational in the family. It's very possible to have generation after generation of peace in the same family. It's very possible, but a lot of families have yet to experience that kind of peace. And it takes going back to the principles, to the foundational principles of what life is and how it works. With accountability to authority, recognizing boundaries and living responsibly within those boundaries, which determines the kind of relationships that we have at every level of our life.
We're talking about the foundation. This, not only in the individual, how our families are founded, what is our city founded on, what is our country founded on? I like to restore homes and to fix up old homes. That's part of what I do. You have to have a solid foundation. You have to know what the rest of the house is built on.
Mm-hmm.
If the foundation's not solid, the rest of the house will crumble no matter how fancy you think it looks. If what it's built on isn't solid, if the principles aren't there, if the laws of physics aren't obeyed, the house will collapse.
That's exactly right.
In this case, we're talking about the foundation, the founding principles of the family, founding principles of the country, and the founding principles of our lives as individuals and the responsibilities we have. So if you're out there today and you're like, I don't have the perfect family. My family wasn't raised like that. Mom and dad were divorced. Grandma and grandpa both divorced. That's just the way our life is. It's your life. It's your choice. We have the ability to choose how we will raise our families, how we will raise our children, and the life that we have. It's not based on what someone else does. It's not made in stone that you have to have it that way. If you're looking for direction, if you're looking, okay, how do I have a good family because my family life wasn't necessarily the best? How do I parent to my teen because my parents weren't involved? Give us a call at the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute. Call at 882-6767. We have people there that are trained in family systems that will help you be the best that you can be. As we're looking into the foundation of our country and we're celebrating the establishment of the United States, as we look at all these things, we're looking back at what the foundation is. So if you'd like to give us a call this morning, give us a call at 862-9977 or 1-800-375-0056. We had some great callers the first half of the hour, and going into the second half, feel free to give us a call.
Let me also mention that if you'd like, you can go to our website at springfieldmfi.com. That's springfieldmfi.com. Have a wonderful website. I guarantee you've not seen anything like this. Go to our website, and it will reveal a lot of our work, a lot of who we are. We want you to know. You can contact us through our website as well.
If you're listening and you like the show, you've heard, we also have each radio show is archived there. So you can go to the homepage, click on the radio link. Underneath that, though, you'll see a little button that has archive on it. You'll have the date and the show that we did. Feel free to listen anytime. It's a streaming audio. It's edited, so you get rid of all of our little intricacies of us and us and some of those types of things that we try not to do on the air, but we're human. We have Bill in Springfield. Go ahead, Bill.
Yes, sir. Do you fellas believe in liberty?
Absolutely.
Good. How can I get out of this housework? That's not why I called, but I'm in the middle of housework, and I'm thinking, man, do I want liberty.
Well, I would say, in that case, make it a reward. Do a really good job and see what the reward and the benefit would be then.
Well, the problem is, if you do a really good job, my wife just wants me to keep doing more.
Absolutely.
That's not why I called. But thanks for laughing. Why I called was to ask you, what is the best way to affect change in any community, civilization, is that a country?
Mm-hmm.
Is it to take an approach that says, I'm going to prove you to death. I'm just going to make sure that I win this argument that there are absolutes, which I believe, absolute. Or is it better to have a proclamation of an internal truth rather than to have an external argument that says there are absolutes, okay, but now I'm not any different because I don't want your absolutes. You follow what I'm saying?
I do. And Bill, what I would say, and this is a very general question, and we were talking with Dan during the break, I could sit there and argue with you and tell you the sky is red. And I can argue that till I'm blue in the face.
Yep.
What color is the sky?
Well, it's whatever it really is.
Which could be generally hues of blues to gray, etc.
Yep.
All we can do is we can go back to what is the truth. There are some people you're not going to change. But to be able to have an accountability in your life, it's a foundation, it's a rock, it's a constitution, it's something that doesn't move and that we can always go back to. So as we're looking at our lives, we first start at our life, and then as our life is shown to other people, that will be shown through you.
All right, okay? And that's what I would call really a very natural apologetic or argument.
It's not a natural apologetic. It is standing on what is truth.
Well, but it is a passive apologetic. In other words, you let your light so shine before men that they can see your good works and then glorify our Father, which is in heaven. But listen, I'm not complaining about anything you guys do. I'm not, and I find your program to be refreshing. Most people don't think critically in America today. A lot of people just plain don't think. But I guess what I'm saying is that, and asking is that I think it is better to make a proclamation that will change a person, for instance, the gospel,
mm-hmm.
than it is to start out with the fact that, no, look, everybody, get in line. Let's all be persuaded that there are absolutes. It's an argument that you may or may not win, and even if you win it, you may or may not change the person. So what I'm saying is, and I don't want you to change your format, and I'm not for that, but just generally speaking, that to say to people, you're in the doo-doo, you've got a problem, it's a sin problem, and there is an answer to it, and then to deal with that person about the way they think, then you have an ally, and
yeah,
you know what I'm
yeah,
talking about.
Exactly, and that's what Jesus said when he said, as you're going into all the world, teach the gospel.
But anyhow, that's
the gospel.
That
yeah.
was my thought, point, suggestion. Hope you don't see it as a complaint.
Not at all. Thank you.
The most powerful person in any community to change a community, the most powerful person is the person who lives a life of authority with accountability, who is responsible in the community, and who lives the truth, and who not only knows the truth, but they speak the truth and they live the truth.
Getting back to his point as far as a proclamation, what I believe, and if I'm wrong, please forgive me, but when I say go back to the foundation, I'm also saying we have to speak out. We cannot sit on the sidelines in our house and
just
stay there in our own little world. We have to be able to teach others, whether that's teaching others about Christ, about the Bible, having a Bible study, whether that is learning the principles of what our city's government is, learning the foundation, the principles, and the Constitution of the United States, and showing people the promise of what the United States is. Showing people, here's the foundation of why what the United States was founded on.
Mm-hmm.
It's not perfect,
mm-hmm.
but these are the founding principles. And to be proud of that, and to show people and to train people, that starts with ourselves, that starts with our children, that moves on to other individuals, family, community. That's how you affect the world. So if that's the question you were asking, my answer is we have to be proactive. We have to, first of all, be on that foundation. And then again, we now have to be able to teach others that foundation.
You know, some people are maybe listening and saying, you know, so what? So what? You know, Ben Franklin wrote, he said, for want of a nail, the shoe was lost. For want of a shoe, the horse was lost. For want of a horse, the rider was lost. For want of a rider, the battle was lost. For want of a battle, the kingdom was lost. All for the want of a nail. Now, that little rhyme centuries ago was written to help teach children logical progression. If we give up and deny the freedoms, if we deny the truths upon which we live, there's a logical progression of decay in our life, in our communities, and in our nation. There's a logical progression. That's the reason why we are referring you back to the foundation. What is the truth of the foundation? Ben Franklin also said the Constitution only gives people the right to pursue happiness. You have to catch it yourself. We have to live our life. And pursuing happiness in this country means living our life with accountability to authority, fulfilling responsibility to God, family, and country. And so we need to live our lives with authority and with accountability to that authority. Did you know that 52 of the 55 signers of the Declaration of Independence were Orthodox, deeply committed believers in Christ? The other three all believed in the Bible as the divine truth, the God of Scripture, and his personal intervention. Now, it was the same Congress that formed the American Bible Society. Immediately after creating the Declaration of Independence, the Continental Congress voted to purchase and import 20,000 copies of Scripture for the people of this nation. We're not taught that often in school. We're not taught that very much in school. There's a lot we're not taught in school anymore in our history classes about the history of this country. We're not taught as it really happened. Much of our history is being rewritten by those who want to rewrite this country.
What is being taught isn't knowledge. It's a lack of knowledge. It's ignoring the past. It's trying to put up what someone else wants now. Going back to families, going back to individual, going back to the foundation of this country, we can always go back to what it's built on, but we need to know what that is. To be proud of our lives, to be proud of our wife and our children, to be proud of the city we live in, to be proud of the United States, the country that we live in, and to have that pride and to teach that to the next generation is vital. It is absolutely critical that we protect and we hold these truths to be self-evident, these principles that life is based on. We can teach that.
Peggy Noonan wrote an article not long ago, and she talked about why immigrants don't love America. We're bringing them into our culture, but we're not bringing them into this country as Americans. And that's what she was comparing and contrasting. She said we're not assimilating our immigrants patriotically today. We're assimilating them culturally. And she says, we're not communicating love of country. We're not giving them the great legend of our country. And we're losing that great legend. What's a legend? That God made this a special place, this country. That they're joining something special, that the streets are paved with more than gold. They're paved with the greatest thoughts man ever had, the greatest decisions he ever made about how to live. Those are the principles that we are studying today. And I encourage you to study more.
Looking at your life, it's your choice, it's your life. If you want to make the change in direction, give us a call, 882-6767, call us at the office. We'll be glad to help. It's your life, it's your choice.
Make it a great one today.
Happy 4th of July.